always been interested in it, and he still pays. But I can see that maybe that his generation of guys, maybe they're getting a little jaded, that the cards aren't what they thought they were. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. They came here to Calgary, and they took advantage of this town.
They stunk the joint out.
Yeah, they put a pretty
All due respect to Nick Ring, who did a great job. There were some local guys that did. But the main event was supposed to be the main event, and all the injuries and everything.
Yeah, and then part of that wasn't that was maybe beyond their control. But don't sell a product you can't deliver, which is what happened. So some of the all of those things are coming back to them. I'm just curious what the second act is. I give a lot of credit to Vince McMahon for reinventing his wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Very, you know, at one point it was almost X-rated, then it's kind of kids oriented, and he bounces it around. He's always trying to find out where he fits in, etc. And so, you know, White and all the guys behind behind UFC have to figure out what that next act is, who that audience is going forward that's going to support them, and where do you get the next generation from? Because they took all of the guys that Vince McMahon had created with UFC, you know, with the fake blood and the fake this and the fake that, and he just took them and said, now we're going to give you the real stuff.
Right.
And those young men, almost all young men, were at the point where they're ready to see that, and they thought that was cool, and they did real well with it. But where do you go from now? And who are those guys who carry you forward? Who are your stars? Because, you know, the guys that they've had through injuries and age, they're starting to filter them out. Who comes next? Who captures your attention? So that's where they're at. TSN, I'm sure they'll give him a place of prominence, and some guy with cauliflower ears will come on and scream at me about how good it is. I don't know. It hasn't intrigued me, but I talk to the people who are interested, like my sons.
Yeah.
And they're not as interested as they used to be.
The concept of finding the mainstream audience, which is something Dana White has talked about for a long time, which predicated the Fox deal and saw their reality programming at some point be on over-the-air cable, it's kind of regressed a little bit. But do you see, and I might be going a long way to make a comparison, but do you see what the UFC has done in the last 5 or 6 years in terms of its media dealings, its television deals, as being anything similar to what NASCAR did in the late 90s, early part of the last decade, in terms of they became the it sport, they became the accessible athletes, they became a hot property, but have since cooled off. They have a home, but have since cooled off.
It's a good analogy. It's a good analogy. And the UFC people taught a lot of us stuff and other leagues and other sports people things that you can do if you want to do them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't always apply to a league with those kind of athletes, but they certainly were the one that everybody went to and said, wow, look at NASCAR. Now, those guys understood. They went from the hillbilly demographic to hillbillies plus Hollywood. And as you say, it's faded a little bit now. And it was the groovy thing to follow UFC and to talk UFC. It sort of got your bona fides with your buddies. Like, oh, yeah, man, did you see the fight this weekend? And all that sort of. It's kind of... It's not going away, but it's kind of diminishing a little bit. And we'll have to see. I don't follow it on a week-to-week basis. Anderson Silva's a name I know and a few other names. Mm-hmm. But the rest of it, whoever this Irish guy was, the other day they were flogging on the football game every 5 minutes, the Irish, the Irish Mike Tyson or something or other. Mm-hmm. I don't know him from Adam.
Right.
Sort of looked vaguely interesting. I guess he won. He may be their next big star. I don't know. Certainly not going to get by on his looks.
What are the strengths that was initially discussed when the UFC really kind of exploded was their ability, and you mentioned Vince McMahon, and I think the WWE product has done the same thing, which is monopolize or utilize social media in different norms. Do we see, the effect of the UFC? Has the UFC and the way that they did that, does that impact other pro sports? Has that impacted other properties, do you think?
In what way?
Well, the UFC was...
Because this sort of gets back at what, you know, when I was talking about the 23 and under All-Star games.
Yeah, well...
There's an age demographic of guys you're also trying to get to.
And one of the things that the UFC did was say, okay, our fighters are going to be on Twitter. Not only are they going to be on Twitter, they're going to be interactive. And not only that, we're going to support them and reward them for doing that.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, they used YouTube channels to show fights or Facebook to show fights instead of traditional pay-per-view methods. I'm just wondering if,
stuff,
you know, kind of the old XFL thing, the XFL burned real hot, real bright for less than a year, But we're still seeing
sure.
remnants of it in today's broadcast.
Wider cam,
yeah.
all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
The angles, the guys on the field carrying the camera.
Right.
Vince pushed all that sort of stuff. The other stuff he didn't do as well.
Has the UFC had an impact like that? Have they done things that other professional sports have maybe taken and gone to or have forced other sports to look at things like social media?
I don't know that technically or in terms of stylistically they've necessarily taught anybody anything, but they have. I think they have taught the market that there's a ton of people who will watch some really disgusting, violent stuff. I mean, you know, as I used to say, fights you used to see in the parking lots at bars at 2 a.m. were now in a cage, bright lit cage. And I think they proved to the market that, you know what, you can sell that. There's a lot of people out there who will go for some really borderline violent stuff. And so that you always have that. And I think the NFL, when it, you know, the NFL has all the problem with concussions, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They were headed towards, you know, I used to say it used to be a contact sport. Now it's a combat sport.
Yeah.
Hockey and football about attacking guys. And when you hit them as if you're a martial artist, et cetera. It ran into the concussion problems. And I think they're kind of figuring out where to go next. But they understood that if they could push that envelope, there's a ready bunch of young men, probably red-blooded young guys who think that's swell stuff.
The other aspect that I wanted to touch on with the UFC is that we talked about they moved their television deal in Canada. They have just reportedly made a new deal and inroads into Russia, the television market in Russia for programming. We talk at times about Europe. I'm curious about, you know, we get myopic, I think, about North America and go, wow, unless it's successful here. Yeah. Is the strength of the UFC brand that they can truly go global, that they have very strong South American ties, very much in the Orient, you know.
I can't speak to that. Honestly, I can't speak to that. I don't know. I mean, the big dog internationally is soccer.
Right.
Football.
Right.
That's the big dog, and you would have to fit in around that and how you do it. I would think that there should be a market. I would think in South America, certainly in Russia. I mean, Russians are still fans of boxing
right.
in a way that we aren't in North America.
Let me rephrase the question then. Is our international markets more viable, more profitable, more of a enticing thing to a sports body? I don't care if it's UFC. I'm talking, you know, the NHL, the NBA.
I think what's important to the international market more than maybe North America, outside of the NFL, is betting. And I think if people can bet on the sport internationally, globally,
yep.
I think that's a huge thing. It's one of hockey's problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard sport to bet. It's not really, the odds are lousy, and it's not set up in a way that's good for betting. But some other sports are. And it's one of the reasons why darts and billiards are big sports in England, because you can bet them too.
Right.
And they're easy to bet.
Right. As is the UFC, right?
Yeah, it should be. It should be.
Kind of replaces boxing in that, or could be, you know, a complement to boxing.
The question will be with them if they get too big globally is whether you get your quiz show moment with fake things being fixed.
Right.
Because as we know, even from soccer and World Cup soccer, the highest level, if you know, listen to Declan Hill and some of those guys, they're making inroads at that level too.
Right.
I follow a guy right now for NFL wagering and stuff that I do once in a while. I'm following a guy who was involved in the Tim Donaghy scandal on the fixing side. He has a site where he basically posts winners. So, I mean,
does he promote himself as that? As being involved in that?
Yeah, he talks about he had some of his partners being involved in it. I don't know that he personally was.
Okay.
He was supposed to go to jail for 20 years, this guy, for events and things he was involved. But anyway, that's how close the two are to each other. And that's the, you know, the gambling and that. It's really important to your success, can be. College basketball in the United States, I mean, NCAA, March Madness.
Hmm.
If it wasn't for pools and betting, it'd be a much diminished thing. It'd be like the soccer finals for the NCAA.
And finally, in the UFC wrap, the one thing you can say about martial arts is that it has filled the boxing void. That, you know, prize fighting, big time fights used to be until this week.
With younger people, it has.
With younger people.
Older people have not filled, they don't watch boxing anymore, particularly.
Right.
And I don't think they've gone anywhere.
No,
anything else.
And I guess where I'm going, and it's long. Keep saying there's a long way to make the point. Possibility of a Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight, which is the last of the super fights, possibly.
Certainly in North America, the one that everyone wants to see. I can't, I'm trying to think after that what anyone else would really pay the enormous dollars for. But that's the last vestige of the old delivery system. And Bob Arum and Don King, they're getting older. You know, they're not going to last much longer.
No.
And the sport that they created in the 70s and 80s is going out with them.
Okay, well, you answer my question then. Is it because this won't be the, you know, the pushback to mixed martial arts? This won't be boxing's answer to martial arts. This is kind of the last gasp.
Well,
maybe
didn't they try to do a boxing reality series and stuff? And it just, they can't seem to get traction. Now, part of that is because so much of the boxing industry is kind of owned by guys whose noses go in funny directions.
Yep.
And things aren't always just, what was the book? Only the Ring Was Square.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some problems with that in terms of acceptability and horse racing, too. That prevent them getting the mass acceptance. But boy, they're televised. As a televised sport, horse racing and boxing, they're great sports to watch, right?
Right.
There's just, maybe somebody will figure it out. Maybe somebody, but my generation, which loves Sugar Ray Leonard,
mm-hmm.
which loved Tyson, which mm-hmm. watched those things and talked about those things mattered to us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about boxing anymore.
No.
And it's not like we've gone somewhere else with it. We've just sort of maybe doubled our love for the NFL or the NHL or whatever it is in its lieu.
Yeah, it fascinates me because boxing, that was what my dad and I did. We went to pay-per-views, we went to live fights, all of those types of things.
The sense of event about them.
Right, and now I'm somewhat excited about Pacquiao Mayweather, but I don't know if I'm excited about it as an actual boxing fight or match as much as I am like, maybe this is our send-off.
Some people dread it because, this might be the last
one. Right? It might be
of
the
super. If you do that, then what do we get next? Yeah.
Well, I guess on some level the UFC and mixed martial arts has filled that void, but you keep talking about the generations.
Fill the void for the younger
yes,
part of the
because,
demographic,
again,
not the older part.
You know, I hope and I pray that he comes through it, but I mean, I can't tell you the number of times my dad and I went and watched Scotty Bulldog Olsen fight.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the number of times I watched Kenny LaCosta and Willie. I remember one of TSN's first big live events was Kenny LaCosta and Willie DeWitt at the Coliseum up in Edmonton, right?
For me, it was Sean O'Sullivan in Toronto. It was one of the first live fights I ever covered as a TV reporter.
Right,
but, and it was exciting.
But I haven't taken that love of boxing and transferred it to mixed martial arts. But to your point, that's a generational thing more than anything.
Yeah.
Because your kids, my kids, didn't grow up seeing those fights. Now they have UFC for that.
All that love of boxing, all of those things that you felt, that excitement, etc.
Yeah.
I think you've just transferred it to hockey analytics.
My Fenwick clothes and close and my PDOs.
You go to the meetings with our friends?
Yep. I do. You were there.
Yep.
You were in hockey.
And that's where you get that sort of rush from.
All right. I forgot about that.
I was wondering when you were there, by the way, why you were wearing a silk robe when you were there. So now it makes sense. It's the boxing spin, the sense of event, or the ermine collar.
There we go. You know they're making another Rocky, right?
The Estevan Killer. What's that?
You know they're making another Rocky,
right?
No,
you
right?
can't make another Rocky.
They're making another Rocky.
I know, you can try.
They're making another
you
Rocky.
Make another
they're
Rocky.
Making another Rocky.
There's only one Casablanca. There's only one Rocky. There are six Rockies. What am I talking about?
They're making another Rocky.
And this is Sylvester going to be in it?
Not fighting.
He's the manager.
Or
he's the Burt Young
this
time.
I don't know. I mean,
get the piece of me,
I get
Rocky.
So, because of course, as far as I'm concerned,
yes.
Rocky V never happened.
You blanked that out.
Were
there five or six?
There were six.
Six. Okay.
Yeah. The cheesiest one, but yet the best one, was Rocky IV, fighting the Russian, Ivan Drago. I will break you. I went and paid money to see Balboa, the one in 2006, Rocky Balboa in 2006, where, you know, he was estranged from the son, running the restaurant. Yeah. They did the Birch Randolph Sugar was there. You know, they did the computer modeling, and then he fought the kid, right? And you know, he came out to the Frank Sinatra song, which was priceless. I liked that movie. I didn't mind that movie.
Well,
to the point, I was just recently in Philadelphia. Nothing has changed in Rocky's neighborhood.
And you did the steps.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
They lost me in I forget which one. Which was the one where he fought Richard Simmons? That's where they lost me.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your late night viewing pleasure, please put your hands together as Just for Laughs would love to welcome
Rocky,
Bruce Topekin.
Rocky 7.5.
go take a break and try and get this thing back on the rails.
Nice short.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Pat Steinberg's weekly UFC wrap is brought to you by the Elbow River Casino. Don't miss any of the great action and sporting events in Sammy's Sports Bar, including the top UFC fights, all at the Elbow River Casino with free underground parking.
This is CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960, The Fan, from Calgary, Alberta, owned and operated by Rogers Communications.
The big show brought to you by Comedy Cave. Tired of the same old corporate events? Liven things up and book your office party or team building event at The Cave.
Talk to your boss. It's totally okay to stream Sportsnet 960 all day and night on your work computer. In fact, it's new company policy. Sportsnet.ca/960.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan, proud home of the Calgary Flames in the National Hockey League. We've got your way into the dome for every Flames home game. Fan club members, use your points to enter to win great seats to Flames hockey. Enter often, it's easy and free. Sportsnet.ca/960 to become a fan club member. Flames tickets from Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Make some beautiful noise!
Sunday, February 8th on City. It's music's biggest night. The 57th Annual Grammy Awards. Celebrating the best in music. With special performances by AC/DC, Ariana Grande, Eric Church, Madonna, and Ed Sheeran. It all starts off with Entertainment City, live on the red carpet at 7:30. Followed by the 57th Annual Grammy Awards at 9. Music's biggest night is on City.
Driving the V6 Mitsubishi Outlander with all-wheel control feels like this. With seven-passenger seating, it sounds like this. Its 3,500-pound towing capacity helps you haul even this. And its 10-year powertrain limited warranty is like this. Right? Nothing's like that. Get to know the Mitsubishi Outlander. Right now, trade up to a Mitsubishi and save up to $1,000 on the purchase of select models with no payments for up to 90 days on approved credit. Conditions apply. Mitsubishi. Built better. Back better.
Ryan Pinder talks snow on Tuesdays at 9:25 a.m. in Sportsnet 960's Snow Show. The mountains are so close to us, but before you head west, check in with Ryan as he'll have the details on the best trails, powder, equipment, vacation spots, deals, tips, and more. If you ski or snowboard, we've got it for you. It's all brought to you by Luz Performance Center. Unmatched technical ski expertise. Visit lous.ca. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hello, Alpine Credits.
I own my home. I need money for...
What rhymes with approved?
Is that a word?
Probably not.
Approved. Got a hint?
You own your home, so you are...
Approved.
Bloofed? Really?
I got this. Okay, I give up.
You are approved.
At Alpine Credits, we try to approve all home equity loan applications.
Making your home equity work for you.
Visit alpinecredits.ca.
Some conditions apply.
Lisa Lampanelli.
See me on those roasts on TV, and that's what I do. That's my type of thing.
The Leaner Meaner Tour.
Oh, my God.
Friday, May 1st, 8 p.m., Grey Eagle Event Center.
No matter what you say about her, though, Kim Kardashian has the best ass in the business. She does. Her jeans are stretched tighter than Bruce Jenner's face.
Tickets on sale now at GreyEagleResortAndCasino.ca or in the Grey Eagle Casino gift shop. Visit LisaLampanelli.com.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan, is proud to be home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. When the Flames are on the road, our home away from the dome is Shag Sports Grill. Two great locations, Crowfoot in the northwest and on McLeod Trail south. You know Shag's, the best hockey atmosphere in Calgary. Join Pat Steinberg for every Flames road game at Shag Sports Grill on McLeod Trail south. Every seat is a great seat at Shag's. All those big screens. You've got to be there to cheer your Flames on when they're on the road. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Calgary Flames Radio.
Put your heat to better use with an Arctic Spa from Paradise Bay. Arctic Spa's free heat system is all about using the heat your tub creates to heat the water and not the great outdoors. Whether it's extra insulation or using the heat from the pump to warm the tub, the free heat system will save you money. Arctic Spa's, built in Alberta, sold at Paradise Bay, now open in their new location on 12th Street Southeast, just two doors down from Trail Appliances. Visit GoParadiseBay.com.
Remember video stores? Weren't they great? The way the good stuff was always rented. Late fees, overpriced licorice. Okay, maybe they weren't so hot, but they had one thing going for them. People. Actual people with expert opinions of what's good. They're the inspiration behind Show Me, Canada's new way to enjoy hand-picked collections, great movies, and exclusive TV hits you won't find on any other subscription streaming service. It's for people who want to see what's good, made by experts who've seen it all. Show Me What's Good. Tonight on CBC at 8, an all-new Marketplace. Could your pharmacist be dispensing danger?
Have you ever said, gee, I hope I didn't make a mistake?
Every day.
We took hidden cameras to 50 pharmacies across Canada with troubling results. What's going on behind the counter? Then at 9, on The Fifth Estate, a year-long investigation of a celebrated Canadian billionaire and philanthropist and a deal that went down a dangerous path. It all starts tonight at 8 on CBC.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is proud to be home for the Calgary Flames and the Calgary Hitmen. Our studio at the Saddle Dome, the infamous Hot Stove Lounge, gets well used. Thanks to our partners at Mango Maids, it's clean as a whistle all the time. Mango Maids, providing clean and healthy living spaces while providing an excellent customer experience. Mango Maids online at mangomaids.com. The official maid service of Flames Radio. Mango Maids, proud home for the Calgary Flames. We are Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's your game. It's our passion. Proud to be home for the National Hockey League in Calgary. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Me being an ex-Patriot coach, I definitely wanted to watch that one and made it. And don't see how they could deflate football, though.
Calgary, the boys on the Big Show are talking sports right now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
John Huffnagel yesterday joining us. Didn't even get a chance to ask him the question.
Offered you volunteered.
He volunteered it. I don't know how they could do that.
Naive question. Was he there when Belichick was there?
Yeah, I believe so.
In New England? Okay.
Yeah. I believe he's...
He's coached with a lot of really interesting people.
Day number 5 or 6. Deflategate. Deflate Gazzy. I don't like Deflate Gazzy, by the way. I don't like that.
No.
You know, people...
It's too serious. People were killed in Benghazi, so I don't like to joke about
G. Gordon Liddy's kind of funny, I can go with Deflategate.
Everything's something gate.
Right. Yeah. The NFL putting out a statement today outlining how they're investigating this, and they've also named NFL Executive Vice President Jeff Pasch and Ted Wells of the law firm Paul Weiss. Mr. Wells will be overseeing the investigation.
Oh, now I feel better. I do know Jeff Pasch. Jeff Pasch was in the NHL for a while.
Okay.
A good man, actually.
Well, and he's as good a guy as anybody to be looking into this.
Well, what does a lawyer know about deflated footballs?
I don't know.
I think the whole thing here is we're looking at a time frame to basically put this off into some indeterminate day in March in which they'll release a report that says nothing.
Can they do that nowadays?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, look, you know, remember all the Ferguson stuff this summer.
Yeah.
Right, and all the hoo-ha and this and that, and we're going to have this. This week they just quietly announced the results of the investigation into the policeman, and they're not going to charge him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can kind of manipulate things.
You're right. There's a real-world example. I am eagerly anticipating one of the things that will happen in the lead-up to the Super Bowl, which I believe is the State of the Union address from Roger Goodell.
Yeah, he does that every year, yeah.
And I know that, to your point about what happened in the real world in Ferguson, I believe there are going to be a lot of people that have a lot of questions about Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson and what they're doing. It's long been the held belief. When he did those awkward, I don't even know if they're press conferences, but those awkward availabilities, you remember those?
Yeah, yeah.
There was a lot of people saying, well, just wait and see when we get to the Super Bowl, what's changed. Yeah. I don't want to call it an ambush. I don't think that's fair because I think the media has a responsibility to do a job here. But I think there's a lot of people waiting for Roger.
Well, you don't
call
Roger your own ambush. It's not an ambush if you basically call the event and they appear.
We've both been to availabilities where somebody comes in with an agenda that is counterproductive or counterintuitive.
You've been in enough of these things to know.
Yeah.
Generally, you get there, you see everybody who say, even for important hockey ones, okay, whoa, there's a news guy there. There's two or three news people there. There's going to be questions here about something that have nothing to do with the option clause on somebody's contract.
I call them the angels of death. And, you know, you can see it. It used to be really bad for one particularly public-owned company or publicly owned or run entity that whenever anything bad happened, they sent the people down there and they had to ask the questions. And I get it. I understand it.
Are your tax dollars support? Is that
What I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, there was a little bit, especially Stampede time. Like, I know you got an agenda and all that, but something bad happened and seven of them show up the next day is a little much.
They had the Brady thing yesterday.
Right.
What do you say to your fans?
Right.
Those are the questions that news people ask. And listen, sometimes the news people will ask the questions that have to be asked when no one else will.
Right.
I've been at pressers where that's happened, mm-hmm. and I don't begrudge them their ability to do that.
Right.
But sometimes they come in, and there's a little bit of the, you know, eager beaver kind of, let's go with the kill shot right off the top.
Well, or the I'll show these sports guys how it's done because I'm a real news guy.
And sometimes they do, in fact, do the job.
And look, that's not to take anything away from what the NFL has not to take away is the wrong word. The NFL does need to be held accountable on these things. But to your point, the original point, we're just updating everybody on what's going on with the deflated balls. Well, they have announced their investigation. Mm-hmm. Next week, Goodell speaks. He's going to have to deal with it there, Bruce.
But they're not pointing fingers yet.
Nope.
It seems like that they're pushing off any kind of stuff about this.
Ownership and the Pats sent out a release today.
Right.
They are completely 100% committed to this investigation. They're making anybody and everybody available.
Well, you were talking about Macau as a betting place. I think the guy who was handling the balls on the weekend, Mr. Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, he sent this guy to Macau. He's probably got a Cuba Libre in one hand and a screwdriver in the other and several of the local beauties, and he's in a hotel room until this all blows over.
Are you a Peter King fan?
Yeah, I like Peter, yeah.
Monday Morning Quarterback?
I have respect for what he does.
He wrote another article today, Monday Morning Quarterback, it appears in Sports Illustrated, that kind of fleshed out a little bit more of the timeline. We talked about it yesterday, 2.5 hours before the game. The head linesman was given the 12-foot balls for each side,
measured
them, halftime, they measured them again. The Indianapolis Colts balls all met the standard. 11 of the 12 did not. For the Pats, they measured them again at the end of the game. And this is the part that I didn't know. They measured them again at the end of the game. All 24 balls met the
standard.
Right. Wow. So it appears that pretty well coordinated that they took whatever they took out of it, they put back into it.
Right.
By the time at the end of the game.
Well, I think the message was pretty clear that they were being looked at and that they were deficient in some way and it was time to cover. You know, I had this when we were talking with Jason Lackenfora earlier in the afternoon, but I'd feel a lot more animated about this if I thought it mattered a hoot in the game.
Yep.
Or it mattered a hoot in any game, really.
Because I listen to everything you do, but for those who may not have heard...
I saw you walking out of the door when I was on the air.
Jason say? What was his synopsis of it?
The same thing is that if they could show me that it had some impact in any game that really made a difference, we both agreed that videotaping the other guy's practices, knowing what plays might be coming, would be a significant thing.
Mm-hmm.
That a drug enhancement might be, but this, while it's cheating and it's not something that you're really proud of, it just doesn't. It seems to me that at the end of the day, we may find out some guy. Well, you know, Tom liked to have the ball a certain way, and I was just making him happy. I was just trying to get the ball to where he liked it. He liked it a little.
So does this kind of become this? Does this become like the personal trainer of Roger Clemens?
Yeah,
some
yeah,
guy gets.
Those guys.
It's his fault.
That's right.
He injected me. I didn't know.
I still don't understand why. Well, how it is that a league can allow one of the teams here are the official balls for today's game. Now go mess around with them.
Yeah, have at her, boys.
Have at it, yeah.
Yeah.
Here are the pucks for tomorrow. Right. Yeah, go look at them. The baseballs. And I said this earlier today, too. What one thing that really kind of gets me is a lot of the people who are in high dudgeon over this thing, completely outraged, eyes bugging out of their heads, are the same people who I've had drinks with who laugh their backside off about having voted Gaylord Perry and his spitball into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, have a standard. Grab a standard, make it the same one every time.
But this,
is not a big
deal.
But
this comes out of our conversation yesterday.
And my comparison to Gaylord Perry, anyway.
This is what comes out of the conversation from yesterday, and this is really where my interest in all of this, you know, should you cheat? No. Am I upset they're cheating? Sure. But I'm more fascinated by what we have become in the sports society, in society in general. At the top of my head, suspended 7 times Yankees pitcher,
Steve Howe.
Steve Howe.
That was drugs, though.
Right. Can you imagine if that happened now? How could Steve Howe ever get to the 7th suspension?
Well, he would. There's rules in place now that weren't in place then.
Right.
So we would never get
there. Right. But you kind of get where I'm going here? Like,
how would people treat it?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about...
I'll give you an example from this week.
Okay.
There's this guy. He's a really lousy guy, nasty guy.
Mm-hmm.
Been suspended or disciplined 10 times. This is 11th time.
Right.
Man, he should be out of the sport. How could you do that? Mm-hmm. Manuel Carcello, 6 games.
Yeah.
6 games?
Mm. Did you hear Elliot Freeman on that yesterday?
No, I missed that. Okay. I was on the C train.
Oh, okay. Elliot's take on that, and I'm not trying to defend it or anything. Elliot's take on that was that it, you know, was kind of the first time they had suspended somebody for that particular action.
Well, we're good. We have him for attempted murder. We have him for manslaughter.
Right.
This is his first time at murder.
Right. And you know what? But Bruce, maybe
suspended sentence.
But you've answered my question.
Yeah.
Because in the past, it was like one day of outrage and away we go on to the next one. And there's a lot of people that are doing exactly what you're doing and bringing up that point, going, okay, right, hold on. Whoa. 6 games? No. That doesn't cut it. Because of what you just said. He's been suspended 9 times, I think, in his case, and then fined 3 more right times on top of that.
Yeah.
I go back to the Steve Howe, and I was thinking about that today. It goes, the first time I ever caught wind of, you know, kind of the media playing a role or thought that this is going in a different direction. Right. Usually not violence, but issues like this were kind of in-house. If you had a copy of the hockey news, you might know of something. Even the broadcasters really didn't bog down in it.
Right.
But when Marty McSorley...
The stick.
With Donald Brashear, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, he did use a stick. Brashear used a stick on... Marty used a stick on Brashear,
right.
Yes.
And I remember...
But you're going to talk about Marty's stick getting penalized.
Well, there is that. No, I was thinking when Marty hit Donald Brashear... And I remember distinctly, I believe it was McLean's magazine the next week had a picture of it right on the front. And it was like, well, hold on, that happened last week. That was kind of the first inkling I had that, you know, all of a sudden now this stuff is going to become fodder in the public. And not that it shouldn't be, I'm just saying. And I was thinking of Steve Howe today is, you know, here's a guy that 7 times, Bruce.
Yeah, but it was drugs. It's different. It was not, getting advantage, gaining advantage, which is.
No, but.
I think you're mixing your...
No, I don't think I am because you couldn't... Again,
your cocaine with your methamphetamine.
No, I am not mixing anything. I am saying there used to be a time where, yeah, you got slapped on the wrist, but you get another chance. Steve Howe's not getting 7 chances. I know what you're saying because the legalities of it and everything like that. But whatever the equivalent is, you know, we're hypersensitive to things. That's why we're talking about 2 square inches per foot?
Into
6 days.
Yeah, supposedly.
Don't you think?
It's people are, well, listen, the Cleveland Browns who stink.
Yes, they stink.
We're using cell phones to communicate with the sidelines during a game, which is strictly prohibited.
Right.
And nobody seems agitated, partly because the Browns stink and nobody cares right about the Browns. But I think that's much more egregious thing than a little bit.
Than the air in the balls?
A little air out of the balls. I mean, it's almost like I'm trying to think of an analogy. Maybe a first baseman who adds 3 inches to his right foot so he can keep his foot on the bag and stretch further, or guys putting cork in their bats. Maybe this one just the crime doesn't suit the outrage, and it's because it's Bill Belichick, and it's because it's Tom Brady, and it's because it's Gisele Bündchen, and it's because of Robert Kraft and John Kerry sitting in the booth with him. By the way, do you think John Kerry would have sat in that booth if he knew the optics of the Patriots a couple of days? I don't think so. Anyhow.
The fact that there's no game this week.
Yeah.
That it fills a void.
What do you mean? There's a classic this weekend. Touch football called the Pro Bowl.
Who do you got now?
The suspension that kind of changed everything for me.
Okay.
That sort of, and it reflects society, was when they suspended John Rocker for comments he made about traveling on a train.
Yeah, there's a good one.
I can't think before then when anybody had ever sort of opined on some social issues, however silly they were, and gotten suspended. And that was a change. It was the first time I can remember a league saying, whoa, we may not think this is important what he thinks to the people on the subway train going back from Shea Stadium, but we can't have people thinking we're not doing something about it. And that opened up a window to a lot of stuff that's been going on ever since, too. And those are the days before social media.
Hmm.
Can you imagine that the first person would have said, do you know what John Rocker just said about the people on the number, I think it was the number 9 train back downtown.
I think it was the number 7, wasn't it?
7, whatever it is. And he minorities in this, but man, the furor would have been absolutely spectacular.
And fast forward, that happened. Oh, was that the
Rocker?
Was that 2000, somewhere around there, 99, 2000?
Rocker was pitching against the Blue Jays back in their glory days, so it's a while back.
Okay.
But I know.
But fast forward to last summer. Fast forward to last year in the Clippers.
Yeah.
And how that's a social media.
Social behavior.
Right.
It changed everything.
That's a really good example, Bruce.
In terms of this thing, I my theory, and I expounded it yesterday, is I think it will burn hot until media day, which is Tuesday, when all of the guys are on the field and everybody's asking questions. And after that, I know there's other press availabilities.
Well, I think Adele's, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, but by then, if there's nothing new, if basically the NFL has said, we're in the middle of investigation, and we've had 4 days of that same thing. Goodell saying it once again is to.
If all things are equal, and the Seahawks and the Patriots show up, and nothing else happens,
Brian Williams had this on NBC National News. I think it led yesterday.
Right.
The ball game.
So that's why I believe if nothing happens, if there's no other controversy or anything like that, Goodell's going to have to deal with it at his presser.
Yeah.
And that is going to drag this on
NBC
even more.
NBC is going to send Perky McScrivens, a reporter, to sit there.
I'm a big fan of Perky's. Long-time hockey fan.
You don't know whether Perky's a woman or a man.
It's a man. Of course I know Perky.
Maybe not. Anyhow, and they're going to be there with the loaded questions, and it's going to be like a shooting gallery. And the $44 million man is going to sit there and go, well, you know, we have these people, Jeff Pash, and we're measuring and we're oblating and we're doing all this stuff. And then it's just going to, like, people are going to fall asleep. It'll get so boring.
Little known fact about Perky McWilliams.
Yes.
One-time sideline reporter for the Banff Fighting Squirrels.
Oh, you know.
Got to start. We'll take a
you
break.
You know everybody in the business.
Oh, my job.
Oh, you give everybody the business.
Say, Bruce, are you a fan club member?
I've always been since the first day I worked here.
Well,
I can't be if I work here.
No, I am too.
Ooh, you
I haven't won a thing. I got to be honest with you.
You can't be.
Oh, I'm a fan club member.
You work here.
But I haven't won a thing.
Maybe you should be an associate member of the fan.
Well, I might be. It says here that they want to start off 2015 with a killer Flames road trip. This really has dual meaning. Somebody's going to win a trip for two to Boston to see the Flames play the Bruins. I've seen the Flames play the Bruins three times in Boston. Yep. Never scored a goal. Three shutouts. Flames have been shut out the last three times there. That's killer, all right.
When you didn't take the roses home to your wife yesterday, I thought you might want to be on a road trip real soon, but maybe not.
Oh, great story about that. You know why? Okay, and I said yesterday, yes. Hadn't really earned them.
Yes.
So, get to the train stop. It's a half-hour walk home. I'm walking home. I get a phone call. Where are you? Oh, I'm walking home. Where? Oh, I must have passed you. Drove right by me. Drove right by me.
Now, here's the question. Yeah. If you were walking, where were you walking? Like Anderson or something?
I was walking up the hill.
Okay. So, you were walking along there with a big handful of red roses. She'd have seen you. And you'd have got to drive the rest of the way home. But no, not me.
Hard to argue that point.
Mr.
I certainly would have stood out.
I can't carry them.
I can't carry them.
She'd have seen that and said,
well,
there's my husband.
Clearly she was listening to the program going,
those flowers must be for me or his mother. What a swell guy. Let me stop and
that maroon ain't getting picked up. I heard what he had to say. You'll also get two tickets to catch the Celtics take on the Utah Jazz the night before. This prize includes...
Celtics stink, but that'll be a good game. Canadian guy, Kelly Olynyk is on him.
Thanks for selling it, Bruce. Return airfare. Yeah, on a substandard airline. One of them Bolshevik airlines from Russia, right?
Dirty drinking.
Right? Mm-hmm. Accommodation at a great hotel. Sure, you got to stay at my Uncle Norm's.
Same towels 2 days in a row.
You'll get $500 Canadian spending money. Is that? No, not Canadian Tire money. That's Canadian money.
Well, the way the Canadian dollar is right now, Tire money might be more negotiable.
So if Bruce hasn't talked you out of this trip yet,
Flames are going to beat Boston and score goals.
They won't score. Fan club members can enter.
Now you're doing it.
Boomer and Warner will make the draw a week from Monday. You can follow the Flames. Boomer and Warner, it says here.
Are they still at the station?
You never seen them?
Are they still at the station?
Oh, yeah. They know they got stuff that goes on the power ring at the games. They're on Sportsnet TV all the time.
I last summer at the golf tournament, and he said it's a matter of days.
They're on the website and everything like that. Oh, they're
done something good.
They got to announce Big Al, or Weird Al, I guess.
Weird Al.
Who's Big Al?
We get Big Al.
Oh, Big Al. Oh, that's right. Big Al's been retired for a while. Right.
He works with Perky McScrivens.
Oh, that might be explained. Anyway, that trip... the hell with it. Come back after the break. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960. Sounding good on the radio and even better on your phone. Download the Rogers Radio app and take Sportsnet 960, The Fan, everywhere.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan, is Calgary's home for the Flames in the National Hockey League. Weekdays on the drive home, Rob Kerr has 60 minutes of must-hear radio, 5 to 6 p.m. Get the inside stuff from Rob Kerr and the voice of the Flames, Derek Wills, and other special guests. Find out what is up with the Flames and the NHL. Sportsnet 960's Inside Hockey is for Calgary Co-op. Grab tickets to the next Flames home game at Calgary Co-op. Second-level tickets start at $39.95 plus tax. Inside Hockey on the Flames at 5, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Pizza 73's got the new Wing It Box, packed full of appetizers. Loaded up with our new jalapeno poppers, 10 of our famous chicken wings, onion rings, plus 10 boneless chicken wings, all for only $23.99. The Wing It Box, it's meant to be shared. So this time, winging it is a good idea. Pizza 73, 30 years of delivering you pizza and wings.
Dial 273-7373,
Pizza 73. This is what it feels
like. It's now more affordable than ever to escape the cold and enjoy a holiday with Sunwing Vacations. This week only, get the best deals of the year with our Midwinter Madness Sale. Start your vacation with Sunwing's award-winning champagne service and get jaw-dropping savings. Hurry, these deals won't last long. Now with sunwing.ca and save up to 60%.
The Super Bowl is coming. Sunday, February 1st in Arizona. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, is Calgary's football station. We're proud to carry the play-by-play of the Super Bowl and help host this city's biggest and best Super Bowl party. Get to Shank Sports Grill, two great locations, Crowfoot in the Northwest and on McLeod Trail South. We start at high noon on Super Bowl Sunday with a four-hour pregame show. Get ready for the Seahawks and Patriots. All those big screens. The Fangirls will be there too with your chance to enter to win some awesome prizes. Ryan hosts at the North, Pat at the South. Fan Club members, you can win a reserved table for four and a $100 gift card from Shanks. Come party on Super Bowl Sunday at Shanks Sports Grill, proud home of the Super Bowl in Calgary. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The Alberta Teachers Association points out January 27th is Family Literacy Day. Every year, this day is celebrated by families, communities, and literacy-related organizations throughout Canada. Events to promote literacy include writing, contests, storytelling hours, book drives, workshops, and many others. To find out about the promotions planned in your community, contact your local literacy association. A reminder from the Alberta Teachers Association, a caring voice for the future. It's why we teach.
Investing in Canada's infrastructure creates jobs and benefits hardworking families. Over the next decade, 1 million skilled tradesmen and women will be needed to keep Canada's growing economy strong. The new interest-free Canada Apprentice Loan offers up to $4,000 per period of Red Seal technical training to help you complete your apprenticeship. To learn more about support for apprentices, including grants and tax credits, visit canada.ca/apprentice. A message from the Government of Canada.
He's strange. He's goofy. Well, he's just plain, you know, weird. No, we're not talking about Boomer in the Morning. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, welcomes Weird Al Yankovic. Weird Al and his mandatory world tour is coming September 12th to the Jubilee Auditorium. Tickets on sale Friday, January 30th. Fan Club members, you could win a pair of tickets before they go on sale. Plus, enter for a chance to win a trip to see Weird Al in Vegas. Enter now at sportsnet.ca/960.
Hey, I'm Mark Giordano for Varsity Chrysler. When we hit the ice, we go all out. Kind of like Varsity Chrysler and the All Out Clear Out event. Come shop at my favorite dealership to get big cash for your old clunker. Plus, financing as low as 0%.
Choose from the 2014 Ram 1500 starting at $19,997, the Dodge Grand Caravan with payments as low as $118, or the 2015 Chrysler 200 starting at $29,998.
The All Out Clear Out event continues.
Go to varsitychrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
Petro-Canada understands you, Canadian winter driver. You drive with your seat further back to fit your snowsuit. You own a 16-foot telescopic snow brush with scraper. You even bought a toque for your dashboard bobblehead. At Petro-Canada, we're Canadians too. That's why we put winter gas in all our gasoline, to improve cold engine starts and help prevent fuel line freezing. Winter gas, extra protection at no extra cost, exclusively at Canada's gas station, Petro-Canada.
Boudreau brings through, makes a great move, shoots, and he scores! What a shot by Johnny Hockey!
Calgary Flames Radio.
Brody to Giordano, and he scores!
Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Flames' next action is Tuesday night at the Dome. The Buffalo Sabres make their only visit to Calgary this season. Pre-game goes at 6 p.m., followed by the play-by-play Flames and Sabres at 7.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice.
Hi, this is Mark Giordano. Catch every game all season long on Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by Shank's Sports Grill and Varsity Chrysler.
I'm Lisa Murray, and here's your Sportsnet 960 The Fan entertainment guide. Sportsnet 960 The Fan invites you to celebrate open adoption by joining the 6th annual Spread the Love fundraiser. It's January 25th at Theatre Calgary. Tickets include an exclusive showing of Theatre Calgary's The Philadelphia Story and a silent auction. All proceeds go towards outreach efforts and awareness for open adoption. Visit adoptionoptions.com. Sportsnet 960 The Fan will be on location at Shank Sports Grill Sunday, February 1st for Super Bowl 49. Pat Steinberg and Ryan Pinder will be at Shank South all afternoon talking NFL and more. And the Western Canadian Fly Fishing Expo is coming to Calgary January 23rd to the 25th at Spruce Meadows. See over 100 exhibitors and some of the finest fly fishing retailers, manufacturers, guides, lodges, and artists in North America. For details on all events, breaking sports updates, and more, head to sportsnet.ca/960.
Proud to broadcast from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
As a rookie and as a younger guy, it's really good for my career to be a part of something like this.
Calgary, the boys on the big show are talking sports right now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
That's Johnny Gaudreau, the Calgary Flames, talking to the media earlier today, and one might have surmised, based on some of the things that we were hearing, that he's talking about playing in the skills competition in the game. That is not accurate. Just breaking from Chris Johnston from Sportsnet, who first reported this morning that Johnny Gaudreau would be added to replace Sidney Crosby. Aaron Ekblad was eventually added to replace Eric Johnson yesterday. Philip Forsberg was added to replace Evgeny Malkin. But I do credit Wes Gilbertson from the Calgary Sun, who was on Twitter earlier today going, well, how come we haven't seen anything official from the National Hockey League? We had on Ekblad and we had on Forsberg. And what Chris Johnston is saying, Bruce, is that they've decided to go one forward short.
Indignation alert for Calgary. I mean, that makes no sense. The guy's there. He's been one of the guys you want to promote. Nobody's saying you have to double shift him and have him out there the whole time. He skates 2-3 shifts in the whole game. Big deal.
Right.
In the third period, when the other guys all want to get to the airplane, you can skate him a little bit more. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that there might be some reason.
Well, that's why I'm
skate in it. Maybe he doesn't have the proper insurance.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I am too going to hold out that before you go nuclear on something like this as being absolutely the stupidest freaking thing the NHL has done in a decade. It has no basis in reality or fact or anything. We'll wait because something may come out.
I wish you could see how his face is flushing.
It's just stupid. You're going to go one short. Why?
What's the upside to not letting him play? I guess
right.
Rather than the down, what's the upside to not letting
right.
him play?
He's not good enough?
All those other guys' noses will be out of joint?
Well, we know this about Johnny Gaudreau. If you take a look at his history about all the times that he has had blockades placed in front of him and things. Now, either he's going to destroy whatever he competes in yesterday, or tomorrow, I should say, at the skills competition, or next year, he'll make the All-Star team as one of the fan votes, and he'll win the All-Star, or he'll win the MVP award, because that's how this kid's career has gone. It's just, this is asinine.
Okay, I'll suggest, here's one out of left field.
Yeah.
Maybe the Flames asked them not to have him play.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Everything's open because we have no good
we
excuses.
Don't. We
Let's
we
get the
don't.
Tinfoil hats out.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, grab your tinfoil. Let's all make hats. Anyway, this is just coming down from Chris Johnston from Sportsnet reporting that Johnny Gaudreau. And in fairness, I give Chris credit. He's the one that reported this morning that he was going to be in. He's the one that comes out and says he isn't. And also reporting that right now the NHL has decided not to replace Sidney Crosby. They'll play one forward short. Let that sink in for a second.
Is that, maybe that's just a shot at him. Maybe that's a shot at him.
At Crosby?
Short. No. At Gaudreau. We're playing a forward short. In fact, what they're doing is they're going to play him, and this is all a big time.
Oh, I see. So there's a little humor in here.
As opposed to a short forward, we're playing a forward short.
I don't get
insulting.
It.
Insulting. It's heightist. Sizest.
It is so stupid.
Is it his fault he was born short?
No.
Exactly.
He's overcome that. If you want to say you overcome something like that, I don't think you do.
Learn to deal with it.
Exactly. We will eagerly await the explanation, which will surely shed light onto this, and we will all go, oh, well, that makes sense, and we'll leave it at that. I know this. The bastion of common, you know, sense, waiting and generally thinking things out, you know, not being irrational. Twitter, not taking to this news very well.
No. Maybe here's your real tinfoil hat thing.
Yeah.
Maybe the Oilers asked that he not play.
Now you're just,
we blame
now
on
you're
the
just
Oilers.
Being silly.
We blame everything else on the Oilers.
Now you're just being
who's
silly.
Who's a rookie on the Oilers? I'm trying to think of somebody off the top of my head who plays for the. Who's a rookie who's playing for them this year?
Well, Draisaitl's back in the Western Hockey League. You know.
See, if Draisaitl can't play, then he's not playing.
Right. Right.
Or something like that. I don't know. It's just
They ran out of 13s.
It's inane.
Anyway, that just came down this afternoon. The other thing that we were talking about a little earlier, if you did.
Now, maybe here's the final thing.
Uh-huh.
Playing at one forward short. Maybe they just don't want to give away the pickup truck to the last guy. Maybe they're going to say the blank person, the missing forward.
Save the $50,000 on the truck?
That's it.
Yeah.
We're just going cheap.
Ah, so the empty space is the last, so no truck.
They're worried that Gaudreau would get the truck, you see? And so we can't have that in the picking tonight. Or we can't have him picked ahead of somebody. You can see there's a lot of... No, there's...
There's nothing. There's nothing. Anyway, listen, I credit Wes Gilbertson from the Calgary Sun because he was the one asking the questions midday going, oh, how come we haven't seen a release here? And that's, you know, good instincts on his part as we're finding out.
In fact, if you went to the American Hockey League site, you'd see that, in fact, that the Flames had sent him down to
Oh, I see. He's been, once the skills competition is over, he's been assigned.
Because that's what they did with the goalie.
Speaking of the goalie, Craig Conroy, I was going to say special assistant. He's no longer. He is the assistant general manager of the Calgary Flames. Was on with.
He's just special now.
They've
taken the assistant part off of his title. He's Craig Conroy, special.
Very special. Was on with Boomer and Ryan this morning, mostly talking about the CHL game last night, the top prospects game. But it did get into a little bit of a conversation on other things, including Joni Ortio. And here's Craig Conroy talking about the Flames netminder who got assigned Adirondack yesterday.
Even if he won, he was going back. I mean, that was just going to be that was just the plan from the beginning. So, I mean, you know, that's where you have to do it. Kari's feeling fine. So once he came back and we felt comfortable he's going to be there, you know, there's no point of keeping three goalies, especially a young guy like Orts, if he's not going to play and they want to get Hiller and Rommel back in net and get him feeling better. They feel like they've had a rest now. And, you know, hopefully they just take off too. I mean, that's the goal. You're always like, hey, you just want whichever goalie to be kind of rolling and run with him for a while. And that's what, that's what Bob's been doing all year.
Sounds to me like Joni Ortio is staying in Adirondack for the foreseeable future, not playing in the All-Star game in the American Hockey League on Monday. He was ruled out of that, so the Flames kind of leaving their doors open. They could recall him.
So another Flame not allowed to play in an All-Star game.
Ooh.
Are you seeing a theme here?
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you.
What have they got against us, Calgary? What have they got against us?
Apparently something.
So if you listened to it, you heard the same thing I did. The other two guys, the veteran guys, are going to be given a chance to win back the net.
I would say the 6-game homestand will be a testing ground for those two guys to establish their hold on that position, and then we'll see where we're at.
Does it give you enough? The 5 games, the 14 NHL games. Does that give you enough as a general manager to say, okay, he's on a 1-way contract next year? He's close. We need to deal a goalie for sure. We got to find a way. You know, we all know the story. Jonas Hiller has one more year left. Kari Rammo is scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent. I contend, Bruce, that I think the media tends to overhype the marketplace for goalies. I don't know if there's a landing spot for either one of them. There very well could be, but Minnesota, who seemed
well, everybody saw that Devin Dubnyk got you a third-round pick. So you have to know every general manager's looking and going, well, what about our third-string goalie?
Yeah.
Clean him up a little bit.
Right.
Sober him up.
Right.
Put a little rouge in his cheeks.
Sure.
And let's get him out there.
Sure.
Fourth-rounder. Hey,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a deal that caught a lot of people's attention.
It certainly mine. Yeah. I mean, when it all went down, it did make sense. I got it from the Minnesota standpoint. Was not the name I was looking for. I just don't know if, you know, Kari Ramo has much value today, January 23rd.
Right.
Having not played a meaningful full game in over a month, mm-hmm. being injured in his last game, kind of being supplanted by Jonas Hiller in the month of December. What value is there? At least Dubnyk in Phoenix was playing and winning.
Yeah.
In comparison to Mike Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a few other situations like this around the NHL, but yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it resolves itself. And as always, Rob, as you know and I know, having mm-hmm. been through this many times before, winning will resolve everything. The person who wins is going to be the person who gets this position long term.
Yep.
And it's back to Jonas Hiller, and it's back to
Kari Ramo,
and if you win, you will be doing this job for a while longer.
Right.
But if you don't, if we come out of this 10 games out of 12 at home over the next little while, if we come out of that sucker at, 4-6-2 or something or mm-hmm. other, I don't think you'll be holding that job. We'll get that young fellow back up from the A.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you talked about it yesterday. You know, you get caught up in the excitement. You get caught up in 2 weeks of good hockey.
Yep.
But who did you make your commitment to, and who's brought you to the dance this far? If anything, Yoni Ortiz, okay, said, you know, here I am. This is what I can do. Come catch me.
Yeah.
And to that level, to me, it's all about Kari Ramo right now. It's all about Kari Ramo. Does Kari Ramo, you know, does he respond? Does he get a chance to respond?
Yeah.
What does he do? Does he create a value for himself? Because he does not appear, at least to me, Bruce, to be a guy that's got a lot of value around the league. If he's a free agent, are you trading for him? He can walk away. What are you giving up?
Let's
for
make a list of the teams that are absolutely positively desperate for a goalie. The Oilers.
Yeah.
Most people, you know, even Florida, as bad as they are, they got Luongo there. I mean,
the one story we haven't talked about is it looks like Marty Brodeur got another week added on to his decision in St. Louis.
Okay.
Well, you know,
I think we know how that's going.
Would you rather have Marty Brodeur or Kari Ramo?
Right now?
Yep.
Kari Ramo.
Would you?
I don't think there's any future in Brodeur. What do you think? You're going to get him in the playoffs and sneak him into a couple
of
games?
No, I mean, maybe it's bad on me because I should have probably prefaced the question by, you know, assuming that somebody's picking them up to be insurance or, you know, an extra body.
You're only picking Brodeur up if you've got playoff aspirations.
Right.
No other reason.
Right.
And I still, frankly, his game has been coming apart over the last 2 or 3 years. I'm sad that we're going through this kind of end of career spectacle with him. I wish I didn't have to see it.
If you were just joining us, Chris Johnston from Sportsnet reporting that Johnny Gaudreau will not play in the All-Star game on Sunday. Will still participate in the skills competition as he was supposed to. The assumption was made after Philip Forsberg replaced Evgeny Malkin yesterday and Aaron Ekblad replaced Eric Johnson that Johnny Gaudreau was going to get in and mm-hmm. replace Sidney Crosby. But Chris Johnson from Sportsnet reporting that isn't going to happen. The decision has been made. They'll play with one less forward.
Well.
And again, eagerly awaiting more information, an explanation or something like this.
Or maybe there is somebody else. That they're not sure they can fly somebody. There's how many? I've had like 3 or 4 really good sort of, you know, tinfoil hat ideas. Maybe there's a guy out there who they've contacted who they think is going to fly in, but they can't say yet. So they're kind of playing it open.
Yeah.
And, maybe PK Subban appears out of the ether and all of a sudden he's that last guy.
Is he the biggest guy missing out of this? And you know, all the injuries aside and everything? I would think so. Don't you think?
Pretty much.
I guess the Sedins.
The Sedins, they're not, nobody's pining.
He's more, for the lack of a better term, he's more current.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
having just, 2 years removed from a Norris Trophy?
Yeah, he'd be a guy who you'd go to see. The Sedins, you got to have both of them.
Yeah.
And while they're leading the Canucks in scoring, it's not like, as I say, anyone in Columbus is pining to see them.
Bruce, if I was...
Add another Blue Jacket guy there for the home fans. There you go. Throw somebody else into the mix.
Okay.
He has a bonus.
I'm going to have coffee at Chapters tomorrow. If I was looking for some books in the sports section, you got any recommendations? Anything
in the
out there?
Sports section?
Yeah. Anything out there?
Clint Malarchuk's good. Is a good book.
It's a very good book.
It is. It's a good weekend to read sports books because we don't have any hockey.
Right.
And so if you're looking for them, Grant Fuhr.
Okay.
Story of a Hockey Legend.
Yep.
Which, fingers crossed, we're hoping we're going to get done now as a film.
Right.
As well.
Right.
And then Ice Storm.
Okay.
Rise and Fall of the Greatest Vancouver Canucks Team Ever.
Okay. That and Clint's book, because, and I have Clint's book. Clint's book is very good. Did you see...